Hi peeps. It's Andy with Dubsnatch, the online store where you can shop mostly everything geek related. As a gamer, you probably already faced some moments where you got mad about game events. Well, video games are addictive. It's normal to play with such a passion. However, losing your temper while gaming can have some pretty negative consequences for your entourage and yourself. It can lead to angry reactions that cause you to restart your console or PC, rage quit, damage your gaming gear, or worst, get you banned from online and competitive games. But with a bit of self-control, you can avoid these enraged outbursts and keep your cool while gaming. In this episode, we give you 8 tips to help you stay calm so you remain in control of your emotions even while you lose your game or make a critical mistake that costs you the win. But first, let's ensure that losing its temper with games is a normal reaction. It's normal to feel upset when you lose a game, especially if it was a close match or if the stakes were high. But overreacting and lashing out at other players or your environment is not only counterproductive, but it can also be quite dangerous. In some cases, hot-headed reactions can even lead to rage quit, which is when a player quits a game in anger, often resulting in them losing the match. Rage quitting can also have harmful consequences for your mental health, as it can lead to feelings of frustration, helplessness, and depression. Clearly, angry reactions are something you want to avoid if you can. But how can you do that? Well, let's discover right now 8 easy tips to stay calm while gaming. The following tips should help you manage your emotions better to prevent possible harmful outcomes. Tip number 1, increase your break times. It's important to take regular breaks while playing video games, especially if you're feeling angry or frustrated. Resting will give your mind a chance to relax and reset, which can help you avoid blowing up at other players or becoming upset over game events. Taking breaks can also help improve your focus and concentration when you return to the game, leading to better overall performances. Finally, break time can help refresh your mind and make it easier to control your feelings. Tip number 2, be aware of your emotions. It's essential to be aware of your emotions when you're playing video games with a bit of competition, as this can help you better manage your reactions. If you start feeling angry or frustrated, take a break and calm down. Get out, walk outside and take some fresh air. If you're tired or hungry, it's best to avoid playing games altogether. These conditions can lead to mad outbursts and poor decision-making, which you definitely do not want when you're playing. In fact, fatigue is a significant factor that leads to irrational reactions too. Making a rest, going to sleep, and taking the time to prepare yourself some healthy food will help you clear your mind. Forget about ordering junk food because cooking yourself your meal also has the virtues of putting you in a better mental state. That is so underrated. When you're well rested, you're likely to be more efficient in game and less subject to being in a rage state. If you're furious, stressed, or frustrated, it's best to take a break entirely from video games until you've calmed down. It will help prevent you from lashing out at other players or becoming angry over game events. It's also essential to deal with your anger and frustration in a healthy way, rather than taking it out on your games. Do some stretches to de-stress and prepare yourself for your subsequent game sessions. Finally, you should also try to avoid games that are likely to cause you these negative feelings. Tip number 3, set limits for yourself. Setting up sensible limits for yourself when gaming is critical. It means not playing for too long, not spending too much money on games you can't really afford, and avoiding games that are known to cause you rage reactions. Limiting your gaming duration and setting reasonable limits can help prevent you from becoming enraged or frustrated while playing games. Tip number 4, don't take things too seriously. Remember that it's just a game. Video games are entertainment and a fantastic hobby to relax before everything else. Playing competitions and aiming to improve your game skills or performances doesn't mean putting you in a terrible mental state. You should never forget why you started to play video games first when you felt things take a wrong turn of event. Being aware of your emotions will help you stay in control in any situation while gaming so they don't get the best of you. Tip number 5. Avoid gaming with angry and negative people. If you already know that someone is likely to cause you to become enraged, it's best to avoid playing games with them. Furious people, trolls, and toxic gamers can easily provoke incensed reactions in others, so it's best to stay away from them. Someone blame you for not being enough active online? You're not doing wrong. Playing video games should always be done with precaution and not take over real-life events. Find others players to play with that have the same rhythm as you. Someone told you you're not skilled enough? You probably face toxic gamers if you think so. Your best bet is to find new players on Discord and online communities to find new ways to play with fun. The gaming community is broad, and numerous crews and guilds will be happy to welcome you so you can play at your rhythms and not be pushed to play solo. Tip number 6, talk to others. Venting to friends or family members about your irritation can help dissipate it. Talking about the game and how you're feeling can also help you get some perspective on the situation. You probably need some external feedback to understand how damaging upset reactions to video games are. Your best ones come from your own family and friends. So don't hesitate to talk with them to fix this as soon as possible, and you'll be able to enjoy all your future games even while you lose. It is customary in competitive games anyway. Even professional esports players don't have a perfect win rate. Tip number 7, don't play competitive games when you're upset. When you're not rational at all, you should avoid any games with competitive goals, as you'll just risk further concerns. That includes any in FPS, RTS, Battle Royale, MOBA, MMORPG, sports, strategy, and fighting games, which are famous for their competitive abilities. Indeed, these game genres have modes that can easily lead to angry outbursts and rage quitting. However, you can also just change the game mode and make some sessions against the AI. Playing and losing games against AI is less likely to enrage you than making a critical mistake in a ranked match versus an human opponent. Tip number 8, use relaxation techniques. When you need to calm down and manage your gamer reactions, one of the best ways to clear your mind is to work on your relaxation. Some exercises are convenient to do when you start feeling furious or frustrated because of video games. These techniques include deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, or visualization exercises. Most of them are fast to do and don't even need more than 10 minutes a day to do. Now that we discussed these preventive tips to stay calm while playing games, let's see how you can fix a potential gamer's rage. To fix your gamer rage, you should talk about this concern with your family and friends first. But if you are already at the point where you just throw your new controllers and devices, or break your game console, then avoiding competitive games, and asking a professional in angry management situations help is something to consider. Now, let's see how you can deal with video game losses. The best way to avoid being frustrated due to a game loss is to take a break and do another activity. Going outside, watching a movie, a show or better, doing a workout, and doing relaxation exercises are all simple activities that can clear your mind from harmful emotions. And that's it for this episode. Losing games or making costly mistakes is something that every gamer faces when playing ranked games or competitive sessions. But getting used to unpleasant situations and turning them into cozy ones, you're likely to stay in moderation whenever the demanding position. With the above tips, you should reduce your gamer rage to make your funny games back. So, what do you think of these tips? Be sure to give us your feedback on this episode and subscribe to this podcast to be updated as soon as we release a new one. See you next time.